29th of March, I'm Steve-O, this is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A former Bedford store owner has been imprisoned for 6 years. Despite persistent denials, 38-year-old Paramamanathan Nanthasri was charged with one count of rape and later found guilty. DNA evidence eventually linked him to the crime. In September 2019, the woman entered the shop of the suspect inquiring about possible employment. Nanathasri invited her into the back of the store for further discussion. He then proceeded to get her drunk, remove her clothing and rape her. The victim, in her impact statement, said, "It made me question my judgment and I think about what happened most days." Following his 6-year sentence, Mr. Nanathasri will be placed on the sex offender register for the rest of his life. A retired priest from Halton Regis hopes to raise £10,000 to alleviate food insecurity. Peter Stannard, 62, hopes to cover 200 kilometres in just 13 days. His pilgrimage will take him from Portugal to his final destination, Santiago de Compostela, in Spain, and will commence on the 2nd of April. Firefighters in Bedfordshire were called out to more false alarms than actual fires last year, according to the information provided by the Home Office. Only 23% of calls were for real fires. There were just under 6,300 calls made across the county. 69 of those were a hoax. The rest were due to faulty equipment in commercial properties. Beds Fire and Rescue Service continuously reminds the public that false alarms can distract from real emergencies. Clophill's Flying Horse Pub, which has existed under various owners since 1731, is planning a major reopening following a number of interior changes and upgrades. The pub plans to welcome both old and new guests on Saturday, the 2nd of April. That's it from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.